I said to Paul, Paul, would you mind? I would never ever copy, but I'm really in a bind. He slipped me the answers to the math homework between classes, and I just about finished copying them all. When Mr. Mucciolo came hurrying up the hall, he took a look at me and then he took a look at Paul. We told him we were innocent, not to make a fuss, but Mr. Mucciolo called the teacher on us. Mr. Mucciolo called the teacher on us. I'm a good kid, I'd never cut class without my trusty fake hall pass. Bruno and me made it look and feel so even Mucciolo think the thing was real. But one afternoon, Bruno slipped. In the commotion of his fall, our hall pass ripped. So we lay low in the library, cutting class without the pass, Bruno and me. We made it through sixth period, we made it through seventh period, and there were only 8.5 minutes until the final bell. When Mr. Mucciolo said, what's that smell? The unmistakable odor of a ne'er-do-well. You'd think that cutting class was a capital offense. Oh, Mr. Mucciolo's got a real sixth sense. Mr. Mucciolo's got a real sixth sense.